Well, to be quite frank, I don't think that anybody really understands what Brexit is about, because it's one of the most diabolical decisions that the British public have actually made in the history of England. Their decision to leave the European Union is not based on any educated information. It's based on scaremongering about immigration, our borders, which are secure anyway, as we know, with the camp at Calais. Nobody has actually considered the financial implications. For example, Sunderland, the region in England, Nissan, the Japanese car manufacturer, has a massive plant in Sunderland. They employ directly and indirectly 75,000 people. Before the vote, Nissan said if they voted to leave the EU, their next model would not be built in Sunderland, it would be built elsewhere in the EU. Therefore, 75,000 jobs will go. Sunderland voted to leave the EU. Now, you ask me what it's about. Can you explain that logically? I don't think anybody can. But what it has done, it's alienated or caused a massive rift in the country, even between families. And a friend of ours, her son works for the American company IBM in England, and the reason they're in England is because England is in the EU. They've been told that when they exit, their jobs will go. His mum voted to leave the EU. Therefore, we've got a situation where they're not talking to each other. And this is right throughout the UK. Scotland voted overwhelmingly to stay in the EU. Wales voted overwhelmingly. Northern Ireland voted overwhelmingly. So we're going to have a situation now where it looks as though the United Kingdom will be broken up. Northern Ireland are talking about rejoining and conjoining with Southern Ireland as one state. Scotland want to stay in the EU, and they're talking about them and Wales making an application to the EU to remain there. So we could have a ridiculous situation where an area not much larger than the Charente will not be in the EU, and the rest will.